First up on this week's Motoring Minute News, Audi has launched the new SQ5 TDI that will be heading down under in the second half of 2021. With a long and successful history from the first SQ5 launched in 2012, it was the first S model that launched with a diesel engine. The latest version, with the 3-litre V6 diesel engine, produces 251 kilowatts and 700 newton metres of torque. There is a flat peak of torque delivery between 1750 and 3250 RPM. But the SQ5 is all about smooth and luxurious performance, and on that note, it will go from 0 to 100 in 5.1 seconds, and onto an electronically limited top speed of 250 kilometres an hour. Along with a revised exterior design, the SQ5 will also come with a brilliant matrix LED and OLED lighting system as an option. Further information on pricing and specification details will be announced closer to the launch. Nissan has also launched their all-new Qashqai. The final preparations are well underway for the introduction of the third generation of the compact crossover. Prototypes of the all-new model are racking up the testing kilometres on European roads, in anticipation of it again resetting what customers can expect from a compact crossover when it goes on sale in 2021. Underpinning the new Qashqai is the new Alliance CMF-C platform, a showcase of advanced engineering, innovation and advanced technology. The current Qashqai, which went on sale in Europe in 2014, has sold over 1 million units since its introduction. Hyundai Kona Electric. Hyundai Motor has made a series of updates to a successful all-electric small SUV, the Kona Electric. In order to make the new Kona Electric an even better product for its customers, the upgrades revolve around design, technology and practicality. Since launching in 2018, the Kona Electric has been a sales success, thanks to its powerful electric drivetrain, long driving range and stylish SUV looks. In just 2 years, over 120,000 units have been sold globally. In August, three production models set a new range record of 1,026 kilometres on a single battery charge at the Lürzring in Germany. Meanwhile, in January, the Kona Electric made it into the Guinness World Records under the category of highest altitude achieved in an electric car after being driven to an altitude of 5,731 metres in Swala Pass in Tibet. The new Kona Electric has undergone bold design upgrades for a dynamic new look, as well as featuring safety enhancements and advanced technology package. It will be available in the second half of 2021 in Australia. In line with the recent increase in demand for large utes, customers in Australia and New Zealand will be able to access some of the highest and best full-size trucks available, beginning with the Chevrolet Silverado, through the newly established General Motors Specialty Vehicles Network. The Silverado 1500 is remanufactured to right-hand drive by Walkinshaw Automotive Group. It's the first entry in the GMSV portfolio, and the Silverado 2500 and the C8 Corvette to follow in late 2021. Customers can use the new Find a Dealer tool on the GM Specialty Vehicles website to find their nearest dealer. North American full-size trucks are redefining the ute market in Australia and New Zealand, and GMSV will offer some of America's most successful and highest-selling vehicles in the segment. Land Rover has now launched the MY21 model. This is close after the release last year of the Model 20, but it has been updated with a high level of specification for Australian customers. It also marks the availability of the SDV6 Ingenium mild hybrid engine in the range. Features include LED headlights and taillights, Pivi Pro infotainment system, and a large 11.4-inch HD touchscreen with advanced connectivity. Having driven the Defender at the original launch, I can say it provides class-leading four-wheel drive capability combined with luxury and comfortable interior and surprising on-road dynamics. It's actually quite stunning how good the Defender is. Available to order now, the new Discovery SD300 is priced from $99,900 in Australia plus the usual costs. And in a recent announcement, Toyota has recalled a number of Hilux vehicles due to a compliance label not being fitted. Vehicles require compliance labels to be fitted locally by the distributor upon arrival in Australia. However, this compliance label is required to certify that the vehicle meets Australian standards. There are 15 affected vehicle models. The compliance label, unfortunately, was not fitted locally during processing at the port. For all involved vehicles, Toyota will affix a compliance label to the vehicle free of charge to the vehicle owners. It is expected that it will take approximately 30 minutes to affix the new compliance label. However, depending upon the dealer's work schedule, it may be necessary for the owner to make the vehicle available for a longer period of time. I'm Rob Fraser.
Before you buy your next new car, make sure you do your research first. And the best place to head is carreviewcentral.com.au. Visit Car Review Central today for a review of the 2020 Volkswagen Passat. You can also see what the guys think of the Kia Seltos, the Renault Megane RS Trophy, the Hyundai Veloster Turbo, and the Audi Q3 Sportback. Those reviews and hundreds more, carreviewcentral.com.au. The best place to head before you head into your dealership.